So some recent developments on my website have got me thinking about commenting again and about generally moderation and all of those kinds of issues. I haven't had any major problems on my site, not like some people have had where they've had incredibly abusive comments, but it's just got me thinking. And as I've been thinking about this particular issue, I've realised that actually the landscape has changed and maybe my thinking hasn't kept up with it. You see, there was a stage where things were fairly black and white. You had certain choices when it came to commenting. Choice number one was that you just allow people to post whatever they wanted to your website. And if it was particularly offensive or problematic, you can always go back in afterwards and update it. Option number two was to moderate everything. So before it went up onto your website, you would first have to tick a box and say, yes, that's acceptable and it's okay. Now, the problem is that option one scared a lot of organisations. The idea of just letting anybody post anything they want to your website is a kind of scary prospect. There's no accountability there. They could libel you. They could say whatever they wanted. And that's up for everybody to see on your website. But option number two killed conversation and engagement dead, because people would have to wait for their comments to appear, and it would be obvious that you were picking and choosing to only publish the stuff that you liked and you approved, and that tended to get a reaction, and things would often become aggressive, and so it was problematic as well. But there is now a middle ground. Where previously I would have encouraged people and organisations to just jump in and go for it and risk having some negative comments, there is an alternative now. And that is to require people to register before they comment. Now, that's always kind of been around, that option. But the problem with it in the past is that it's a barrier to entry. It's something that slows people down. They've got to register for your website before they can comment, and then they have to remember their login details when they come back. Now, what's changed is that people can register and log in to post comments using a system that they're already familiar with. They could log in with Facebook, they could log in with Twitter or Google or whatever other account they've already got. And that opens up a lot of possibilities. But the most important thing that it does is it creates accountability, because any comments that they post are immediately associated with their account. It's associated with their Facebook account, their Twitter account. Now, admittedly, people could create an anonymous account to enable them to do that. But generally speaking, they're logging in with their own account, and it makes them think twice before they post. So, if you don't like the idea of being stuck between a rock and a hard place with complete moderation on one hand and a free-for-all on the other, then you may want to consider using a commenting system like, say, Discuss or Facebook Connect that enables people to register and log in using an existing system like Twitter or Facebook. Certainly what I've decided to do on my own blog, so that people can't now post unless they're willing to identify themselves first. Maybe I haven't gone as far as some have and just removed comments entirely from my blog, but I feel that this is a kind of reasonable step along the road that will just make people a little bit more accountable for what they say.